underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. And today, we are going to talk about harvest. As Christ followers, we are called out on the field, the world, to do our Father's business, that is, to preach the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel for the salvation of souls. Hence, harvest, as in harvesting souls for God, as Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 to 38. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." There are three principles to keep in mind when it comes to the harvest. First, the soil must be ripe for the picking. This translates that the soul has finally reached a point where they want to submit to God, so to give their lives to Jesus Christ. Second, that you are the right laborer for the pick. This translates a connection between you and the soul. The soul feels safe enough to let you usher them to the light. And third, wait on the Lord of the harvest, God, to give you the go. This last principle governs the first two principles because when God says pick, the other two falls into place. So the timing is not always black and white because it's all in God's timing. To play it safe, always pray and wait on God. And if at the moment you are still not sure, test the waters. Ask the soul if they would like to give their lives to Jesus Christ. And if they say yes, then you know God is saying, go. But if they say no, don't push it. Politely walk away and keep on praying for them. It's just not time yet. In the meantime, prepare yourself for when the time is right. Know what to do to lead a soul to Jesus Christ. This means knowing what the sinner's prayer is about, in the sense of being the prayer that leads the sinner to salvation. As a side note, we have a sinner's prayer available for free download in our prayer collection on our website, undergroundpreacher.com. And we have it as a message that you can pray along as well. Anyways, another thing to know is the importance of the baptism as instructed in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Once a soul comes to Jesus Christ, the next important thing to do is to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The soul must also be ready for baptism, because that is the act that declares the commitment to follow Christ. So, whenever the soul is ready, know not to complicate things, because baptism can be done in a bathtub, or at the river, or in a swimming pool, or anywhere else the soul can be submerged underwater. The importance is to submerge the body in symbolism of the death of the flesh over the rising of the spirit, the washing away of the soul's sins, and the birth of the spirits. Hence, the soul is born again. Anyways, once baptized as a Christ follower and taught about the importance of baptism, you can also baptize. In other words, by the end of this message, as a Christ follower that has already been baptized, you can now baptize someone else. All you have to do is to say the person's name and to proclaim that you are baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And then you submerge them. Make sure to be gentle with them and to cover their nose to prevent water from entering their nose. Don't just throw them in there and dunk them until they see Jesus. I'm just saying. Anyways, the other thing to keep in mind also is to encourage the soul to read their Bible daily. And if they don't have a Bible, and if you are able to, be encouraged to give them one, because that is their sword. Or recommend a Bible app. Don't just send them away empty-handed and alone. At the very least, refer them to undergroundpreacher.com as a church where they can get fed and grow spiritually. Our prayer collection and various series are geared toward helping a new born-again Christ follower to develop their relationship with God. So, you can always use our website as a backup. Now that you have been trained, you can now go out on the field and start harvesting. Amen.
Amen.
Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I am out.